Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, hi. I had taken advantage of one of your promotions, which said that you would send a smartwatch, smart bracelet, and it would only cost the shipping. But then 5 days later, you charged my card for the bracelet, I guess.
Okay. May I start out by getting your zip code to assist you?
07928.
I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Denise Capuano.
Oh, and for security purposes, could you please verify your address?
91 Lafayette Avenue in Chatham, New Jersey.
All righty, give me 1 second while I locate that account for you. Yes, ma'am. I do see back on April the 7th, you paid the $5.74 shipping and handling to receive the smartwatch. This item was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and it does state in the terms and conditions that you would be billed a membership fee 48 hours later after signing up to be a part of that Factory Direct Savings Store. Now, as being a member, it did download a $125 gift card into your email that you used at the time that you signed up. If you go into your email, there's a link inside of there, and you can actually open up this link and go online to that web store and purchase some of the best consumer gadgets in the world. You will be billed that membership fee each month that you are enrolled as a member, and you will also receive that $125 gift card each month you are enrolled as a member of that Factory Direct Savings Store.
Yeah, well, that really was not, you know, I don't know where that writing was, but I did not see that I was joining this factory. I don't want to be a member. I don't, probably that email that you're talking about probably went into my spam folder. This is nothing I'm interested in, and I'm going to dispute. I want that reversed.
I can get you canceled out of that, ma'am. Give me 1 second, please.
I don't want to be charged the 67 whatever, 32.
Alrighty, ma'am. I've gotten you canceled out of that. That cancellation takes effect immediately. Now, they did ding that a valid charge into the system, but I can do a 35% refund on that charge that you would bill. And I could refund you 35% of that, which would be $23.56.
No, I want the whole thing reimbursed. I don't want to belong to this club. I didn't know anything about it.
I do understand that, but I don't. It's in the terms and conditions.
By you refunding me a portion of it means that I belong. It's not what I want, and I'm going to return the smartwatch.
Well, ma'am, the item is yours to keep because you did pay the shipping and handling to receive it.
I don't keep it.
Well, I can do what we running is our manager special, which is 50%, and I can refund you 50% of that charge you would bill would be $33.
I'm just gonna call back my the credit card company. I called them first, and they said try to reach out to them, and if you're not successful, then call us back. So, you know, doesn't seem like I'm getting successful here.
Well, ma'am,
do you have a reference number for this call?
Yes, I do. And the most I could refund you is 75% of that charge, which would be $50.49 of what you revealed.
Yeah, what's the reference number?
All righty. Your cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 259-744-700.
And do you have any return label or shipping instructions for me return the smartwatch?
No, ma'am. We're only the third-party call center, so we just assist companies.
Okay, so I'm trying to get that charge reversed or refunded.
And I'm in my system, the most I can refund you on that charge would be 75%, which would be $50.49 refunded back to that account.
Yeah, well, that's not going to work. I mean, I could return the product to this Ohio. It's a P.O. box. Should I be doing that? Because I don't want the smartwatch. I don't want any part of this whole thing.
As I did state, Pam, we're only the third-party call center, so I don't know if you received anything where you can return it or not. I'm not familiar with that.
Right. Well, I'm, I went to pay my credit card, and I was surprised to see the $67. I didn't even get anything, an email that would have said what that your company or whoever you're calling on behalf of would have charged my account. That seems kind of fraudulent that they would 5 days later just charge my account $67.32 and not give some kind of confirmation of what, I didn't know, and now I've come have an email reminder to pay my card, and I see it on my bill. That's not right.
Well,
I'll just call back the credit card company and tell them that I'm not getting refunded, and I have to put it as a fraudulent charge.
That's fine, ma'am, but I must remind you, if you file a fraudulent charge with your credit card company, then we won't be able to refund you at all.
Well, it's going to be the dispute. I'm disputing to get my money back.
And once you file that dispute, ma'am, then we won't be able to refund you at all.
You won't, but the company will. That's why they have the third party like you, so that that people they get fooled. That's not right. That why would I want to be a part of anything like that? All right. Well, I have to call my company, the credit card.
Oh,
my goodness.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Okay, thanks. Bye.